Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
A right decision. A boy in my class tripped me when my shoes were untied. One day I saw him with his shoes untied. I had to make a choice. I thought about it and made my choice. I did not trip him. Brooke Lynn Jay, age 7, Texas.
Soda cents. My older sister and I went to the soda pop machine to buy a soda. The machine would not take our money. I pushed the button of the soda I wanted, and it came out. I knew I had to be honest, so I went into the store and explained to the cashier what happened. I gave her my money. I felt a lot better after that. Nathan R., age 9, Utah.
Looking away. One day at school, my friends tried to show me a bad picture, but I looked away and looked at a book. Then I told my mom after school, and she talked to the teacher. Because I did not look at the picture, I felt the Spirit tell me that I followed Jesus. Grant G., age 6, Arizona.
An important invitation. I invited a friend from school to go to church with me. We went to sacrament meeting and to class, and we learned about the plan of salvation. In primary, we learned a new song. My friend ended up knowing it very well. A few weeks later, my friends had a party. Someone asked for a 10-minute description of everyone's church. Mine turned into 20 minutes. I talked about the Word of Wisdom and the Book of Mormon, and then I started to talk about the plan of salvation. The friend I took to church was there, and she jumped right in. Her parents do not believe in Jesus Christ, so I thought it was very important that she know about him. Whitney H., age 11, Florida.
Friendly courage. There was a new boy in my karate class. When the class was over, I had the courage to tell him he did a good job. He was happy, and I felt the Holy Ghost. I knew that Jesus would do that too. Jordan C., age 7, Georgia, with help from his mom. End of article, Trying to Be Like Jesus.